Christian Heritage Ministry, in cooperation with Fuller Seminary, proudly presents the Old Fashioned Revival Hour, a broadcast of the Gospel with Dr. Charles E. Fuller.
Sounds of blessed angels sing. For though the days are hasting on, my prophet parts are told, when with the ever-circling years comes round the age of gold, when they shall over all the earth its ancient splendor spring, and the whole world give back the song which now the angels sing.
preserve this day.
This poor youngling for whom we sing, bye-bye,
thank you. What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O my soul, that caused the Lord of life to bear the heavy cross? What wondrous love is this, O my soul?
What wondrous love is this, O my soul?
Every one of you to take your Bibles and open them to the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And mothers out in the homes, you just let the things go now in the kitchen. Gather your family around the radio, open your Bibles, and across the nations now, just listen carefully and closely and attentively to the reading of a few verses in Luke, the second chapter. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Notice how simple it is, just plainly given forth, simple word. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told by them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Now remember, the sowing of God's word never returns void. And God has given you and me a great privilege of sowing this incorruptible seed to a worldwide audience. And I'm thankful for the privilege of reading these first 20 verses of God's holy word out of the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
Oh,
cross, look down from the sky, and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fill us for heaven to from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. He's on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's our gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophecy the Lord, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time for when the new heaven and earth shall on the Prince of Peace their King, and the whole world send back the song which now the
gentlemen, let nothing ye dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all ye within this place. And with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas all others doth deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice, giving heed to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss. Joy, joy, Jesus Christ was born for this. He hath opened the heavenly door, and man is blessed evermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Peace, peace, Jesus Christ was born to save. Cause you one and cause you all to gain his everlasting hall. Christ was born to save. Christ was born.
Will you come on this Christmas day and kneel in the presence of the babe in the manger of Bethlehem and accept him as your Savior? For as many as receive him, to those that receive him, God gives the power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. And him that cometh unto me, God says, I will in no wise cast out. How sweet to know the mind of God, that he so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Heavenly Father, take thy word and speak and send it to the hearts of those that are in great need, and may many be won and wooed by the Holy Spirit to accept the Christ of eternity as their Savior, for we ask it in Jesus' name. This is Charles E. Fuller bidding you goodbye, and may God's richest blessings rest upon you.